2 Chronicles chapter 7. In the context of a crisis caused by our own mistakes, it is not punishment that God insists on or delights in. It is His call for us to experience the deep joy of forgiveness and the grace of restoration. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. The road to restoration does not consist of four independent stops. There are four distinct aspects and a sequence of steps intimately related to each other that begins with sincere humiliation and culminates with complete restoration. To humble oneself includes acknowledging that we have done something wrong before God and others. It is bowing in shame before God's holiness. It also includes accepting our responsibility for sins committed through prayer, the divine means of communicating with our Creator. We seek the face of God. We then must turn around and not follow the same path we were on. Conversion includes repentance. Repenting is much more than apologizing to God, nor is it remorse. It is to change attitude and behavior. When this happens, we will discover God's immense grace manifested in forgiveness and restoration. Are you going through a difficult situation in your life? Do not despair. There is still hope. His eyes are open and His ears attentive to your slightest intention to return to Him.